So I promised brand new music tonight from Mr. Mike Plume, and I'm delivering. We got a brand new world broadcast premiere coming up of a brand new Christmas song that Mike recorded yesterday. Yesterday. He recorded it in Nashville, Tennessee, and we have it for you here today. Isn't that crazy? It's Christmas time. Anything can happen. It's true. And what do you know? We've also dug up a song here that chances are you've never heard. It's actually a couple of years old, but I just discovered it just the other day. And, I'm going to play it. It's from Mike Plume. It's from a record called The Drive-Thru Recordings, Volume 2. There is a Volume 1, though Mike isn't on it. It's a compilation album of generally bands from Edmonton. And the concept being, I believe, is all these bands got together, and a lot of folks play with other folks on these tracks. There's like, I'm sure it was a heck of a party. Basically, it happened over the course of a weekend, I believe. And all these bands recorded a song over the course of the weekend, you know, playing with each other and such. And then they stuck it out. They just drove through and recorded and drove away and threw the record out there. And it's out there somewhere. I've never seen one, but apparently it exists. And Mike Plume has a song on it, and we're going to hear it now. And this song, when I first heard it, I thought, oh, well, that's a great little tune. Actually, it's a great big tune. It's like 6 minutes long, for Pete's sake. But it was a great song. And then come to find out, Mike filled me in. He said, of course, you hear it, and you're assuming it's about, it's about a love interest, your old standard, partner type song. But then come to find out, he wrote it in the days up to the birth of his daughter, and sort of lends a whole another perspective to the thing. And here, listen to it for yourself. This is called Looking for You.
Started out on the East Coast and I was bound for God knows where, with a worn out copy of On the Road and the wind in my hair, chasing my shadow all the while the sun burnt off the dew. I don't know where I'm going, but I'm looking for you. Across the Appalachians and on down into Tennessee, the I-40 into Nashville and the Grand Ole Opry, spent the night in Memphis with some friends at the rendezvous. I don't know where I'm going, but I'm looking for you. Mississippi all the way to New Orleans, and down in the French Quarter for a plate of rice and beans. It's a town of ghosts and gypsies and jambalaya too. I don't know where I'm going, but I'm looking for you. Said I'm looking for you, babe. Well, I cut across to Austin and I hung out on 6th Street. Hot and sweaty music, cold beer and little sleep. I slept in my car in the parking lot beneath the Texas moon. I don't know where I'm going, but I'm looking for you. I said I'm looking for you, babe. The better part of the next day just across in that Lone Star State, El Paso, then New Mexico, and on up into Santa Fe. The car broke down outside of town, I had to sit for a day or two. I don't know where I'm going, but I'm looking for you. Said I'm looking for you, babe. Into Colorado. this afternoon. I don't know where I'm going, but I'm looking for you. Said I'm looking for you, babe. Rolling to Montana, but I had to travel alone. Across into Alberta like an Ian Tyson song. Beneath the sky so blue, I don't know where I'm going, but I'm looking for you. I said I'm looking for you, babe. On the Trans-Canada Highway, well, I cross the Great Divide, Coquihalla to Vancouver, all along this mystery ride. Cross back into Washington, I picked up my first clue. I don't know where I'm going, but I'm looking for you. I said I'm looking for you, babe. From Tacoma to LA, all the way on 101. Stopping along the way to watch another setting sun. Beneath the stars outside of Santa Cruz, I don't know where I'm going, but I'm looking for you. I said I'm looking for you. Yeah, I'm looking for you. I said I'm looking for you. Well, this song ain't got no ending. Song has just begun. If you spend your time pretending you've won races you ain't run, when all the while all you need was something to ring true. Of everywhere I've been, well, I was looking for you. How do you?
Hey, here we are on the Twang Trust. That was brand new music from Mr. Mike Plume. Oh, what's this? Wrong. How about that? Oh, how about this? Do we have anybody there? Oh, my goodness. Hello? Is this working? Oh, come on. You got to work for me. Oh, it's not working. It's not working at all, is it? Oh, wait a minute. I know why it's not working. Because of this.
How's that?
Hello?
There we are. We have somebody. Can you hear me, Mike?
I can hear you loud and clear.
All right. Well, Mike Plume, folks. Welcome once again to the Twang Trust at Christmas time.
I guess it's been about a year since the last time I talked to you.
It's been about that. Nobody knows where you've been, and then what did we find out? You're living in Nashville again.
Witness protection, yeah.
Why do you hate Canada?
I don't hate Canada. what it was is we came down here to visit some friends in March of this year. And when I came down, we went and visited all our old songwriting buddies and some of the publishing houses. And they said, would you be interested in running away and joining the circus again and moving down here and writing songs for a living? And I thought of that for, thought about it for probably 6 or 7 seconds, and then agreed. It's there's not a lot of places left in the world where you can actually be a songwriter for a living and draw a paycheck, and when you walk into a bank and you tell them that you're a songwriter, they don't automatically assume you're unemployed.
So does this mean that we're gonna, the next time we find a Toby Keith album, we're gonna find Mike Plume in the credits?
Well, you never know. Depending on the artist, I may have to come up with a nom de plume. How's that?
Yeah.
How's that for a pun?
Indeed. Well, what, tell us something about the song we just heard, Looking For You. That was it's new to us, but apparently it's been a couple of years kicking around somewhere.
I wrote it a couple of years ago, and I don't know. I've always written songs that when I'm writing the lyrics to a song, when I get to the bottom of the page, that's the end of the song. That's always seems the way I've done it, because there's a million things I'd rather be doing. I think I'm chronically lazy. But so when I get to the bottom of the page, that's it. This song, though, it just sort of started out with this guy driving somewhere, and I think it was 4 or 5 pages long. I think there's 10 verses in the song.
Holy moly.
It just kept going and going and going. And I had the map out, and I was following this whole story, and it was one of those weird things where I knew that when the song started on the East Coast, and I knew I wanted him to finish on the West Coast, and I wanted to be on the eastern seaboard of the U.S. and work his way up into Alberta and over the Rogers Pass and all that kind of stuff, and then just a big long road trip. And I knew where he wanted to end up, and I really had no idea what was, as every verse unfolded, I just sort of, oh, look at this, he broke down in wherever, Albuquerque or something like that. So, I don't know if I'm. I quite often preface a lot of my songs with, "It's not very good, but it's not very long." But this one, unfortunately, isn't very good, but it is quite long.
Oh, I don't know. It sounded pretty happening to us here. I know when the first time I heard it, I thought, "Wow, what a great song!" You know, just assuming it was what it was. You know, it's got that whole love song factor in there, and then you come to tell me that it was written in the days leading up to the birth of your daughter, which lends it a whole other perspective.
Yeah, I never even thought of that until you said that. But yeah, when we left Nashville 3 and a half years ago, I literally put my guitar away and didn't write a song for a year and a half. And I started writing songs again the week leading up to Ruby's arrival. And I don't know, it was. I think she has something to do with that.
Yeah. So we can compare like brands of diapers and stuff now. We can.
What's that?
How is fatherhood treating you?
Well, so far so good. You? How about you?
Oh, absolutely, it's fabulous. Yeah, me and Brittany were ripping up the West End Cultural Center a couple of weeks back on our big Tom Jones medley.
Yeah. I saw the pictures.
Yeah. How about Ruby? Does she have musical inclination yet?
She's a bit of a singer, yeah.
Yeah.
But
what are the hits around the house right now?
We're big on the what's his name? Zanes. What's his name? Dan.
Oh,
Zanes.
Dan Zanes. Yeah, we play him.
Oh yeah, we love him. And it's actually pretty good. Surprise.
Oh, some of it's great. Like what's that one? All Around the Kitchen with Loudon Wainwright. Are you happy to that one? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Were you a Del Fuego's fan?
I wasn't. I mean, I didn't. I mean, not that I wasn't a fan. I just wasn't familiar with heaps and heaps of their stuff.
Yeah, I remember. Their first album, I thought was pretty great. And yeah, what do you know? He's doing kids' music now. How about yourself? Have you been inclined to write anything, goofy songs about choo-choo trains or anything yet?
I haven't yet, but. We all have our own little songs that we sing to our kids that you start thinking, hey, that's actually not a bad little song, maybe. But, no, I haven't really. I've written songs for her and about her and stuff, but that's the extent of it, for sure.
Well, this time of year up here, whenever I run into somebody on the street, the inevitable question is Mike doing another holiday show at your place? And, of course, this year, once again, I have to disappoint everyone and say no. What are your Christmas plans this year?
We are going to Jenny's dad's place, mom and dad's place in Connecticut. That's what we're doing this year. No shows, no nothing. Just sort of going to go up there and hang around.
Well, that's the way to do it.
Absolutely. That'll be fun.
But you do, in fact, have something that was recorded, what, yesterday? Was this song recorded yesterday, your brand new Christmas song?
That's right.
Crazy.
Merry Xmas to my Xmas.
Yeah. There's actually,
you know how when you're driving around town, there's always those yellow signs out in front of stores, and they just don't have enough letters or enough sign space to write Christmas, so they always write Xmas?
Yeah.
And it was just one of those things, I don't know, I was just must have been in a weird headspace, but it was just, I saw the Xmas, and I read it Xmas, M-I-S-S, as in like the old, the Xmas is the old fork and knife. And I just thought, well, that's kind of interesting, and so I ended up writing this girl who was from Ireland who claimed that she was Cherokee. So you can just imagine, a girl from Ireland, so she's probably, you know, maybe redheaded. And I don't know, I just see it's an interesting slant. You know, when all you want for Christmas is a divorce.
Yeah.
It's a song that hasn't been written very often.
No.
I'm not sure if it's going to replace White Christmas as the most requested Christmas song of all time. I don't think it'll be up there. I don't think it'll complete the trilogy of White Christmas, Fairy Tale of New York, and then my Merry Xmas to my Xmas.
Well, you never know. And you got a couple of Christmas songs that are, you can actually hear them on Mike's MySpace page.
That's
newly owned by Mike himself.
That is correct. And what is it? It's myspace.com/steeldeltaradio. I don't even know.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is.
That's it. And you can hear them there, or you can hear them on the Twang Trust in mere moments.
There we go.
It's a pleasure. You know, you could, with all the songs, all the Christmas songs you've done, besides originals, I mean, you've done covers here at all the different holiday bashes. Yeah, you've got a solid mini album there right now.
Well, every year it seems I write another Christmas song, every year or so. It is tough to come up with, you know, new rhymes for Yuletide.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not as easy to write a Christmas song as I thought it would be. I thought, oh, this is going to be, you know, let's write a song about eggnog and have a great time. But that's just not the case. So Christmas songs seem to come a little slower. And, well, I think I sent you an email today where I said my new song that I'm going to start working on is Happy Non-Denominational Holidays.
Yeah, that needs to be written, for sure.
I think I'm going to write that.
Yeah.
I've just been rolling around in my head, so I think, you know, maybe like Santa Wears a Yarmulke, you know, something like that. It'd be a funny song.
Yeah, it sounds like a hit. So what's the best Christmas present you ever got?
The best Christmas present I ever got. Well, what's the average age group of our listeners? Are there anybody under?
Well, anywhere from, well, let's see. Brittany's listening right now, so she's
okay. Well,
just,
then, I would have to say that changes everything.
It's not the blow-up doll.
Okay, no, okay, all right. Gosh, I don't know. I couldn't have. They're all in. Every Christmas has been interesting, I guess. Some of my best Christmases that I remember actually, you know, were those little Christmas tours we would do. I mean, obviously we all have the Christmas memories from when we were kids, but those two or three years there where the guys and I did that little Christmas run through Winnipeg and Saskatchewan and all over Alberta and stuff, and then Jenny and I did a couple years. Those were. I look back on those very fondly.
Yeah, well, they were certainly fun for us too, whether we were at the West End or at the Stew Dome.
The Stew Dome.
Yeah.
We'll fire up the Stew Dome again.
All right. You know, we're looking for a house, and we came across this one. It was in Charleswood, and it was out of our price range. But the great thing about it was a bungalow, except for the fact that it had, like, I don't even know what you call this thing, but it was like sort of a mezzanine above the living room. And it was like, wow, the Stew Dome could have a balcony. It would have been perfect.
That'd be great.
Yeah. But
you get somewhere to jump from.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
But we're going to have the world broadcast premiere of Mike's new Christmas song, Merry Xmas to My Xmas. And thanks for chatting with us, Mike.
Thank you, Stu.
And ho, 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 and all the best to Jenny and Ruby and Lucy.
Ho, ho, ho. Absolutely. There's a ho-ho-ho lyric in this song that has a completely different connotation that I think you'll get a kick out of.
All right. Thanks for chatting with us, and have a good season.
All right, Stu. Take care. Merry Christmas, everybody listening.
Every December to buy Christmas gifts no one will remember in 2 months' time. But I don't mind, 'cause it's the given time. I love my girl with my heart and soul, and I'd bring her gifts of silver and gold if I had the dough. God, I love her so. Hey, it's starting to snow. Happy birthday, Santa Claus, or is it a mass for Christ? You save a smile for the in-laws, and don't you break your neck on the ice. Well, I'll do my best to do my best, and I hope my best will do. You close your eyes and say your prayers, baby. Merry Christmas to you. Every house on every street has pretty lights for to greet all the carolers drunk in their fake furs, singing joy to the world. Christmas trees in every window this Christmas Eve. Beneath the mistletoe, you'll find me there in my long underwear with a kiss to spare. So happy birthday, Santa Claus, or is it a mass for Christ? You save a smile for the in-laws, and don't you break your neck on the ice. And I'll do my best to do my best, and I hope my best will do. Close your eyes and say your prayers, baby. Merry Christmas to you. Last Christmas morning I woke up in a fog. Someone must have spiked the eggnog, but it was all in fun. Bacardi rum, pour up a pum pum. And the one thing I want won't fit under no tree, and that's for you to say you'll stay with me through eternity. Oh, say you'll be in the family. Happy birthday, Santa Claus, or is it a mass for Christ? You save a smile for the in-laws, and don't you break your neck on the ice. And I'll do my best to do my best, and I hope my best will do. Close your eyes and say your prayers, baby. Merry Christmas to you. Close your eyes and say your prayers, baby. Merry Christmas to you.
Hi, folks, this is Mike Bloom, and you're listening to Steel Belted Radio, 95.9 FM, CKUW, Winnipeg.
Drunk and Dad got drunk at our Christmas party. We were drinking champagne punch and some homemade eggnog. Little sister brought her new boyfriend. He was a Mexican. We didn't know what to think of him till he sang Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad. Now Brother Ken brought his kids with him. The three from his first wife, Lynn, and the two identical twins from his second wife, Mary Bell. And of course, he brought his new wife, Kay. She talks all about AA. Chain smoking while the radio plays. Noel, Noel, the
first Noel. So carve the turkey, turn the ball game on. Make margaritas, cause we all want one. Send somebody to the stop and go. We need a bag of ice and a can of fake snow. A carton of cigarettes and some Diet Sprite. A box of tampons and some Winston lights, yeah. Say cheese, Merry Christmas from the family. Well, Frank and Lita came from Harlington. I don't remember how we're kin to them. When they tried to plug their motor home in, well, they blew our Christmas lights. My Uncle David knew just what went wrong. So we waited on our front lawn. He flipped the breaker and the lights came on. And we sang Silent Night. Oh, Silent Nights. Now carve the turkey, turn the ball game on. Make Bloody Marys, cause we all need one. You send somebody to the stop and go. We need a bag of ice and a can of fake snow. A carton of cigarettes and some Diet Sprite. A box of tampons and some Miller Lite. Well, now hallelujah, everybody say cheese. Merry Christmas from the family. Say cheese, Merry Christmas from the family.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, Mike.
It's a Robert Earl Keane song, in case you're wondering who could write something that cool.
Ah, there you go. Mike Plume there, recorded live. Oh, my goodness. I'm getting carried away with the bells. Recorded live here in Winnipeg at the West End Cultural Center at the very first annual Mike Plume Holiday Bash. Yes, indeed. And the song before that, Happy Birthday Santa Claus, that was recorded at the second annual Mike Plume Holiday Bash here in Winnipeg. At the Stew Dome, it was. And then that was it. Or no, there was one more. There was a third annual Holiday Bash, and then that was it for a while. It's we're in vacation mode for Holiday Bashes, but someday soon, some year soon, I'm feeling it's going to happen again. Yeah, and you can hear a brand new studio version of that song. Well, you can hear it here next week, or you can go to Mike's MySpace page, which is at myspace.com/steelbeltedradio. You can hear that song and the two songs we heard prior. We heard his other brand new Christmas song, and these were recorded yesterday, for Pete's sake, folks. That's how new this stuff is. Recorded yesterday, Merry Xmas to my ex-miss. Yes, indeed. And before that was Mike again with a little ditty called Looking for You, a travelogue of sorts. Yeah. So, yeah, nice chatting with Mike, and nice hearing that tune again. Boy, that was a classic. That's a classic Christmas song, isn't it? Yes, indeed. All the, hey, if you can't celebrate dysfunctionality, then at Christmas time, what can you do, really? You know, we're going to hear another dysfunctional Christmas song now. It's not actually, technically it's more of a Thanksgiving song, I think, but, so what? It's American Thanksgiving, and that's close enough to now. This song actually appeared on last year's Reed Family Christmas Spectacular. You can get this year's Reed Family Christmas Spectacular two-disc package, one CD, one DVD. And, yeah, it's yours for the asking. Just call me, 774-6877. I'll put one aside for you. You come, you pick it up, you go home, you be merry. And you'll be full of bells. You'll be full of bells. Yes. But here's something from last year's edition. This is a Mr. James McMurtry and a number called Holiday. Hope yours isn't like his.
The in-laws are waiting. The games have begun. The cell phone keeps ringing. Just don't answer it, hon. The whole thing's arranged just to aggravate Dad, and it's amateur day on the old super slab. The kids are strapped down like a half load of pipe, all safe in their car seats. They fuss and they gripe. Well, you can't hardly blame them. It must be a bitch counting the crosses off down in the ditch. And this one's got flowers, this one's got a wreath, this one's got a name painted down underneath. Was the road all iced up? Were they going too fast? Here's five in a circle left from the last holiday. Holiday. There's a three-trailer rig just throwing up spray. Not legal to run on this kind of day. But goddamn, the Smokies and the four-wheelers too. Stay off of my bumpers, or the same goes for you. 'Cause there'll be none for him, he that wants it the most, as he hauls it on out to the Oregon coast. No turkey, no gravy, no Zinfandel wine. Stay off to the right and we'll get along fine. And he's missing the football, he's missing the fun. He won't see his grandkids 'cause he's off on a run. And some hat's on the radio singing his song, but it don't make a damn. He's in for a long holiday. Holiday. Now Granny, she's yelling, she's ready to eat. And she's having conniptions 'cause they won't take their seats. But she's got them all gathered now under one roof. With her camcorder loaded, she's gonna get proof. Do you have to wear that? Well, I just don't see why. Please pass the potatoes, I'll eat shit and die. Did you hear about Ellen? She's leaving, you know. How about those Packers? Think it'll snow. And the minute it's over, they'll scatter like quail off down the freeway in the teeth of a gale. Silent, shattered, and numb to the core, they count themselves lucky they got through one more holiday. Holiday. Patrolman stands in the rain. He just lets it run down to soften the stain of the blood on his pant leg from working that wreck. And he won't forget it in time for the next holiday. Departing Chicago at 9:52, in clean desert camo, all baggy and loose, sits an Iowa guardsman alone at the gate. This place sure looked different in 1968.
when he traveled with mom. First time on a plane to visit some kin. He's forgotten their names, but he remembers the soldiers still in their teens, in their spit-polished shoes and those pressed army greens, with the creases so sharp and their faces so smooth, but their eyes look so heavy. He wondered how they could move, and now he's got that same look, like his insides are black. He's in his mid-40s and he has to go back, and he can't even smoke while he waits for his plane. The uniform's different, but the mission remains to do like they tell you and don't make a fuss. Why is not an issue, so don't think too much. Just do what you have to. Shut up and drive. If you fall apart later, well, at least you're alive. You can get you some help. You can deal with it then. And life will get better till it happens again. Cause there's something inside us, it won't let us be. It stalks through our days till it's too dark to see. And it's damn near as deadly as Texans on ice. Lord, don't they beat all. Y'all have a nice holiday. Holiday.
Yeah, that's it. Pine Crust is over once again. And if you thought today was Christmassy, holy moly, come back here next week at the same time, 6 o'clock next Wednesday. Christmas in overdrive. We're going to have one, if not both, of the Blanco brothers from Marah. They're going to be talking about their Christmas album, Christmas Kind of Town, and the holiday shows they just did, and the holiday shows they did with old Bruce, playing with him and somewhere in Jersey, and just we're just going to talk Christmas is what we're going to do, and it's going to happen here next week. Don't miss it, for goodness sake.
Then move the trees, the copses nod, wings flutter. Voices hover clear. Oh, just and faithful knight of God, ride on, the prize is near. So pass I hostel, hall and grange, by bridge and ford, by park and pale. All armed I ride, whate'er betide, until I find the Holy Grail. Said the lonesome pilgrim, fall.